Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. In this ongoing battle between Republicans and Democrats over who can scare away regular Americans more, the Democrats have decided to go all in with their policy and rhetoric on violent crime. And left-wing Democrats have scared the hell out of regular Americans with their defund the police rhetoric, and even more with actual cuts to funding for many big city police departments and their refusal to prosecute many crimes. And the result is that crime is spiking for the first time in decades. After this multi-decade decline, crime rates are way up. Shouldn't surprise anyone that voters are not happy about this. Haven't we been told as gun owners that we don't need guns because the police will take care of it? Now we're taking away the police. After months of largely ignoring the problem, President Joe Astor Biden realized that he had to address it. So in his essence, his response pins the entire violent crime rise on access or existence of guns or two guns. And his solutions focus almost exclusively on gun control. Gun policy can be debated if it must be, but pretending gun access explains the rising crime rate is preposterous in and of itself. This is not going to end well for the Democrats. It's hard to fathom now. But former President Bill Clinton, the greatest Democratic politician in recent memory, won over much of middle America in part with his tough on crime agenda. He put 100,000 new cops on the street, and that was a singular early Clinton administration achievement. Now, imagine today's Democratic Party taking on that cause. Clinton's crime policies blunted the winning Republican argument that Democrats were soft on crime, and it worked. Crime rates dropped to historically low levels, even while gun ownership continued to skyrocket. And this in the face of certain bans. The radical wing of the Democratic Party has undergone all of this political and substantive progress with their wacky defund the police movement. And even with the corporate media pulling as hard as they can to help sell the cause, there's no possibility of convincing the average American voter that defunding the police is anything but crazy. This does not mean, of course, that there aren't police reforms we should be debating, absolutely. We've seen the videos of the horrendous actions by individual officers that drive home the point that there are bad cops out there. Yes, indeed, no doubt. But... bad apples aside, people know that police have tough jobs that most of us would not want to do. And people also know that vilifying police as a class, getting rid of police, sharply reducing police funding, and refusing to enforce basic laws are all going to cause a spike in crime. And yet, these are precisely the policies and rhetoric coming out of the left wing of the Democratic Party. And surprise, crime rates have skyrocketed. We had much higher crime rates in the 60s and the 70s. During that period, many of our major cities were flat-out dangerous, especially at night. With the bipartisan reform efforts of the 80s and the 90s, that all went away. And the result was huge. A huge investment. and population growth and prosperity. And all of the stuff that a lot of people have come to take for granted is now jeopardized. It's put in play. The radical left's crime agenda puts all of this at risk. Now, the solution to rising crime is not complicated. It's the same formula that worked for Clinton. Enforce the law, fund enough police, and support honest police work. The simplicity is just too much to fathom for them, though. It's too much for them to take in. These common sense concepts are no longer acceptable to the radical left. So frontline police are the ones squeezed in this new environment. Their jobs are too dangerous, their pay is too low, and to put up with demonization they're now facing, well, that's just insult to injury. In Portland, the epicenter of American crazy, the entire riot squad just resigned en masse after enduring a year of abuse from the city's political leadership and the Antifa. They had it coming from both sides. Without support from the political leaders, this is what you can continue to expect. Now, Biden knows this. He knows all of this. But he doesn't have the political will to take on the crazies in his own party, starting with his vice president. Kamala Harris asked her supporters to donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to provide bail money for those arrested in the George Floyd riots. There weren't any protests going on there. There were riots. Subsequent reporting by the Daily Caller showed that the Minnesota Freedom Fund bails out violent criminals and even serial domestic abusers. So instead of reversing her support for this radical cause, Harris has left her fundraising plea up for over a year now. And the left's defund the police insanity is premised on racial injustice. Interestingly, though, members of affected minority communities do not share the generally wealthier and wider radicals' zeal to vilify and undercut law enforcement. Law-abiding people of all races who live in higher crime neighborhoods want a strong police presence. Biden could have taken up their cause. He could have pushed back on his party's ascendant radical fringe. But, and, you know, that sort of political courage would have been rewarded. But pretending the crime spike is all about gun access, as the president is now doing, is the exact opposite of what leadership is. Lawful gun ownership and sales do not lead to higher crime rates. Americans have had access to guns for decades. None of that changed recently. What changed is a failure in many cities to support the police and to enforce the law. And the president missed a huge opportunity to show leadership and occupy the political center with his crime rollout this week. When the Democrats lose large numbers of seats in 2022 and 2024, his punting on the crime issue is going to be the big reason why. People don't want to hear about how people see through this stuff. Especially older people. I don't know how the older Democrats feel looking at their party today. I do wonder, though, because we've been told as gun owners all along, you don't need your guns because we have the police. Even though we know the police takes 11.11 minutes, average, national average, to get to us, some of us still sort of sit back and say, well, that would be nice. Except it's never nice. Because, that's the reason we carry guns. We carry guns because we know the police can't be there right away. And in the same breath, while they're telling us this is they disarm us, they're defunding the police, and they're denigrating the Second Amendment. I'm still trying to figure out how the left can say that what happened on January the 6th was an insurrection with no weapons, and at the same time, all of these weapons stand no chance taking on the American government because we need F-15s and nukes and stuff. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm just sitting back there, turning it over and over. How can we be both potent and impotent at the same time? Maybe the president could answer that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, I'm going to call this new segment Military Malfeasance. It's going to be like a theme. And why, Bill? Why is there a military malfeasance? Well, we got drag queen shows at Air Force bases. And not just any Air Force base. No. It's Nellis Air Force Base, home of the Fighter Pilot Training School, where you're supposed to forge on the anvil of combat training the world's greatest fighting force. They had a whole bunch of dudes dressed like chicks walking around. This was an official sponsored event. And it's like, what the hell is going on? It's a drag show, folks. A drag show. You want to know what else is a drag? Not having won a war in 20 years is a drag. That's a super drag. And it's really, really annoying, and it's getting old, and it's getting tiring. And now we have to face certain things. Our military is in a really bad way. It's a disaster at every level. Did you see Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Mike Gilday? 4 stars, get up before Congress. And they start asking him embarrassing questions like, why are we having our guys read Henry Kendi Ibram Rogers, whoever the hell that is? And here's the thing. Everybody comes up and says, hey, Bill, isn't the military, aren't the generals, aren't they all conservative? Well, they're conservative as an adjective, not as a noun. They're not like you. They're not like me. And keep in mind what they are. The generals are at the top of the pyramid in a socialist organization where they tell you what to do, where to go, what to say, what to wear, and who your doctor is going to be. And they tell you everything. And if you're a general, you really dig that job. Now, I was never in one of the reserve components. I was never in the National Guard or the Army Reserve. But they have to meet the same standards that I did in order to meet qualifications, in order to make rank, okay? They had to go through the same kind of military education. During my time in, I thought, well, they're at a disadvantage because they're not living the life. And now that I'm out and have been out a while, I realize that they were at a complete advantage because they were living a life besides the one I was living. And, back then, everybody went and did everything they could. Every school, every qualification. It was a healthy competition. Now it's a total junk show. The generals of today are socialists. They're not conservatives like you or me. In fact, they distrust it because as conservatives, we believe in empowerment. We believe in pushing down to the lowest decentralized level the authority of people to run their own lives. And that's everything generals hate. And here's what generals do. And here's how we look at things out, how we look at things out in society. A general will see a guy, one of his soldiers will drive drunk. And they go and get completely blind drunk, get behind the wheel, and the police arrest that guy and charge him with a DUI. And the generals think, holy moly, we're going to have to ban alcohol and driving and put the town off limits. Totally different mindset. And that's the truth. Ask anybody that's ever served in the military. So it's not surprising to me that these guys, who by their nature are responsive to their boss, they do what their commanders check. Army General Mike Milley. Remember that guy? He was a Delta Force commander. Had a bunch of medals. Totally brave guy in combat. Comparatively speaking, I ran a very heavily armed car wash when I was in the military. I wasn't Audie Murphy. You know. Milley, whatever his name is. He was a tough guy. And people say, look, he was a great battalion commander, but now in his current position, he's a great sycophant to the establishment. And remember this, the Army War College is not about war. Neither is the Navy War College or any of the others. And the Army War College is the party war college. So it's about civilizing you so that you don't scare the bejesus out of the civilians you have to interact with. And a lot of people say, well, all generals are politicians. Well, exactly. That's because they have to be. If you are a 4-star general, you are a prince. You literally have an army of hundreds of thousands of people. You're literally more powerful than about all but maybe 10 countries in the world, as a single four-star in the American military. And yeah, they're political, and they're supposed to be. That's their job. They interact with international and domestic figures. The purpose of the War College is to break you so you don't go around saying things that makes the civilians soil themselves. So you get nonsense like a bunch of colonels getting together on a kind of normal exercise. A normal exercise would be you four colonels get together, identify America's greatest strategic threat, brief that to us on Saturday, and on Sunday brief your plan for addressing it. That's a basic War College, you know, calculation for you if you want. Now, half of these idiots today will come to you and tell you that the biggest danger, the biggest threat to America is climate change. Climate change. And the, you know, the weather. I'm over there looking at the red Chinese. Have you seen how fast those guys can reload a rifle? And now it's even worse because the other half is going to say, well, you know what it is extremists, white supremacists. And what's really interesting is that there is a threat out there right now today with literal guns called China. And these guys can't seem to be bothered with that. But you take a bunch of grandmothers that wander onto Capitol Hill, take a bunch of selfies. No one has any guns. Here is the nation's biggest strategic threat. And this Milley guy, and again, he's a super brave guy, but his response is to the command, and the command is to the extent that he's conscious and not a zombie. President Asterisk, or whoever's holding the puppet strings of that desiccated old Pinocchio. So the soldiers will do what the commander checks, and if the commander checks wokeness, well, they're going to be woke. The nice thing is one day maybe somebody will check combat readiness, and then they'll be combat ready again. But Milley's all in on this, and he goes to the Capitol Hill, and what does he say? He gets in his military huff, and remember, they're going to leverage their military services. You can't question him. He's got a whole bunch of ribbons. He has a bunch of ribbons. He has a Purple Heart. He's been all over the place. He looks good. But he's a freaking government employee. And he has absolutely no right or authority beyond what we, the American citizen, give him. So, and I'm going to give you the chain of command real quick, okay? God, American citizen, the president, Milley. He's at the bottom of the chain of command. He's not in the chain of command. He's not in it. So for the War College nerds, we're not going that way, sorry. Sorry, War College nerds. No matter how huffy he gets, we're not going that way, War College nerds. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll in the condo collapse near Miami Beach is rising. 10 people are dead and 151 still missing. Emergency teams have been working around the clock in a desperate search. Former Miami-Dade Fire Chief Dave Downey on the search.
We're still doing a very methodical, very deliberate search. Everything is gridded off, and teams are working various areas of what we refer to as the pile. due to the heat and humidity, squads, there's six squads of six.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Security checkpoints at America's airports keep getting busier. The TSA saying more than 2.6 million people were screened at airports on Sunday. Spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying that's a new record since the coronavirus pandemic began. USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is defending President Biden's decision to order airstrikes on the Iraqi-Syrian border over the weekend. Psaki saying the president took action to defend United States personnel from Iran-backed militant groups. A newly formed tropical depression headed for the Georgia-South Carolina border could make landfall later this evening. The National Hurricane Center says heavy rains, strong winds, and dangerous rip currents are forecast for southeast Georgia. That news on the heels of folks in the Pacific Northwest dealing with the heat advisory, which will be in effect for most of the week. Temperatures in Seattle expected to reach 107 degrees. Seattle resident Pat Andrew telling USA Radio News how he's beating the heat.
Try to get as much air in the house when it's cool and everything like that. And then as soon as it starts heating up, start closing everything down, close the windows, close the blinds. The great thing here is it's only temporary.
USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the Militia line, Reformation, the Providence line that's coming. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. What I'm about to tell you and talk to you about is so stupid that I can't. I'm doing it because it's stupid. I'm pointing it out because it's stupid. Because we keep hearing about the insurrection. Still. Despite the fact that so many people say, well, it wasn't an insurrection. Still, Congress considers it an insurrection. The president considers it an insurrection. Everybody in the establishment considers it an insurrection, which tells you just exactly how tough they are. Here we have a 49-year-old grandmother named Anna Morgan Lloyd, directed by her attorney to denounce her whiteness prior to appearing before a federal judge to account for her crime of January 6, 2021, in which she stands accused of parading through an open Capitol door. Every now and again, I sit back and I tell myself every day, I am not the smartest, I'm not the most intelligent, I'm not the this, I'm not the that. And then I see this kind of an accusation out there that they're actually leveling against somebody. And I'm like, well, I might be. I could be. I might be there in the top 10. I guess she's lucky she didn't get the death penalty, considering the vicious clowns in charge of D.C. and therefore the rest of the formerly United States. Uncle Sam who has looked the other way for 13 months as Antifa and BLM and assorted anarchists and low-life thugs engaged in violent riots and burning and looting and laying waste to America's big cities, is now throwing his full weight behind prosecuting the 500 or so unarmed people who strolled through open Capitol doors on that fateful day. The vast majority of the aforementioned 500 didn't do anything wrong during their short stint inside the Capitol. The People's House, right? Yeah. However, authorities and the media are bending over backwards to disparage them and sap their finances and ruin their lives. Not only was Morgan Lloyd charged with trespassing, as the others have been or will be, she was advised by her court-appointed public defender to denounce her white privilege. The defense attorney also gave her a reading list to help her reprogram her political views in exchange for potentially avoiding prison time for her heinous acts. And, when you got a public defender like that, who needs a prosecutor? Grandma Morgan Lloyd is the first of the trespassers to be sentenced. We can only guess what will befall the others. Are they going to have to read the Communist Manifesto? You know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff bragged about doing so. Or perhaps have to watch 10 consecutive episodes of The View and write Don Lemon is the best 1,000 times in a spiral notebook. Threats from the government and to the American people are getting out of hand. President Biden, I'm going to keep going back to this because it's a threat. What he conveyed was a threat. He recently noted while mocking the Second Amendment that if you wanted or you think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need some F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. And yet it's brilliantly parodied by the Babylon Bee. This same government claims that the 500 completely unarmed citizens who paraded through the Capitol constituted an insurrection that nearly toppled the government. Bloodless, gunless. No politicians were harmed in the making of this insurrection. As someone once said, there can only be two types of governments. One in which people are afraid of the government, think Soviet Union, China, North Korea, and the ones in which the government is afraid of the people. And obviously, America needs to be one where the politicians need to be afraid of the people. You know, we're moving into this position where the biggest and most existential threat to our way of life emanates from our own government. And we're the ones electing these clowns. We're electing these clowns. They're just not getting up there. They're being put in there by votes. And these people that we're putting in there with our votes, they're willing to release convicted terrorists while simultaneously branding patriotic citizens as the biggest threat to the Republic. We cannot logically denounce what we have no control over. If we must denounce our skin color, should we also denounce our sex, our species, our physiology? That is the opposite of science, not to mention reason and morality. There is an insurrection coming. Democrats and their elite leftist enablers have essentially overthrown the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law, and the concept of representative Republican government. They would dispense with or appeal natural law too if they could, but they can't, as it is granted each of us by our Creator, which is why they disdain the concept of a higher power. Now, before you or I get charged with parading and sent us to prison or worse, we need to reestablish a government of, by, and for the people. And the only way to do this is to never back down, never stay silent out of fear, never cower, never surrender. We used to have the confidence of learned adults. Learned adults. The founders didn't care what those who would abuse them thought. They didn't care what they said. They didn't care what they tried to do. When they were talking, they ignored them. When they were thinking, they didn't care. when they tried to physically intimidate them or attack them, they met them. American troops were not demoralized by the Tokyo Roses and the Axis sallies mocking and debasing them during World War II. No one in their right mind would denounce themselves for their own skin color, whatever that color may be. Now, it's almost like they want you to grab yourself by your own hair and pull your own head and scream, I hate myself, I hate myself. See, I don't know about you, but see, I don't remember anything before I was born. And I had no say in what I looked like, what the melanin was in my skin. I simply existed. And why would I denounce something that I had nothing to do with? That nobody asked me about. It's not like I made a the only thing to denounce is your decisions or your actions, and being born a certain way are neither. This is just the way you are. So the next time a would-be tyrant attempts to oppress and or indoctrinate you or your kids, look them in the eye and recite a line from Dirty Harry. That was a movie back in the 70s, children. You should watch it. Clint Eastwood used to be a younger man. And Dirty Harry goes, you got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? See what kind of a response you get out of that one. And if you need a better read on that one, go check out Dirty Harry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. One has to hope that Grandpa Badfinger is merely cruising down Sundowner Drive in his mental Datsun B210, because the alternative is that our President Asterisk is a complete and total idiot. Both could be true simultaneously. He could be senile and a nitwit, but if that were true, it would make this the first time this ridiculous time server ever multitasked any kind of achievement, however dubious. Usually, he's content to fail at just one thing at a time, which makes him good enough for government work and therefore, you know, for the Democratic Party. But he said something remarkably stupid last week that I'm going to keep going back to this. And I know I've mentioned this every way, all the way through this hour. But this requires more specificity. You know, this particular Nimrod monologue went as follows. Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all that stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the Tree of Liberty has not been watered with the blood of patriots. What has happened is that there have never been, if you want to think you need to have weapons to take on the government. You need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. Now, that was a rather rambling, trying to remember what he just said. Kind of, it was a clown-o-log. But here's the translation into English. Stuff, words, things, cliches, more things, stuff, more cliches. I heard someone say this on Matt Almore, where's my mush? F-15s, you don't need a 100-round clip to hunt deer. Matlock forever, kaboom. Hope that cleared everybody up on what he really said. So don't rebel with your puny AR-15s or we drop a hot rock on you. And also that guy in the Thor get up and the granny snapping selfies were about to murder our democracy. And one of the myriad questions Asterisk's bizarre notion of nuking us normals till we glow raises is why he expects that the woke metal-bedecked bureaucrats who have yet to win a war in the last two decades will suddenly become successful if they wage a war at Asterisk's behest
upon the American people for the crime of disobeying him and his Geppettos. Moreover, our crusty commander-in-chief spewed this nonsense about how individuals with small arms couldn't possibly successfully resist the enormous firepower of the American military. At the same time, a bunch of individuals with small arms are successfully resisting the enormous firepower of the American military in Afghanistan. There's other historical examples, like our own revolution or Vietnam, where the militarily superior nation was dined by individuals with small arms. And in those cases, the insurgencies grew and the insurgents eventually began fielding conventional formations and still won. But then we also know, because people who voted for Asterisk told us so, the history began in 1619 when the Republicans forced Democrats to own slaves, and then nothing happened until 2008 when Obama was elected. So history being racist and also denying the existence of trans people somehow is not a thing and is worthless to study. Hence, instead of relying on the lessons of the past, we should just create policy out of the verbal memes of a senile old weirdo, and we'll see how it goes. Well, what you don't want to do is spoil things with inconvenient facts. And lucky for America's number one murder, she wrote Superfan, the garbage media is right there, ready not to ask him any of the painfully obvious questions that an actual journalist might ask of this eccentric executive. But as a public service, I think somebody should ask him, so let's us ask him. And somebody write this down and put it out there on Twitter for him. So here you go. Are you saying that you would use bombers like F-15s against the Americans? Would you ever use nuclear weapons against Americans? This seems like a very important threshold line of questioning. Say no and you feel like a fool. Say yes and you're a fool and a psycho. Then we could ask, Mr. President, since using force against American citizens is on the table, can you tell us how many BCTs the American military has currently deployed within the United States? A BCT, by the way, is a brigade combat team. And do you know how many troops are in a brigade combat team? Do you understand the logistical needs of a brigade contact team and its vulnerabilities in an insurgency environment? There's actually 4,000 to 5,000 troops in one of these, and the this is the altogether a basic ground combat unit. Now, if you're going to pick a fight with 165 million Americans, especially the half who like America and own a whole bunch of those accursed AR-15s, you might want to know how many dudes you have on your side first. And I estimate about 80 active and reserve BCTs and equivalents of the whole active and reserve force, including the Marines. You might also want to understand why you would have problems using them here at home. Like, how many brigade combat teams do you think you would need to secure an urban area the size of L.A.? Didn't it take 3 divisions, about 12 brigades, to secure it during the riots? And how long could you logistically support that? It did take 3 divisions to quell the riot in L.A. in 1992. And that was largely idiots burning and looting. What if the next time it is guys shooting back with evil AR-15s? And America's a zillion times bigger than L.A. How do you hold all that ground? We could ask, have your generals staffed exactly how many American military personnel they could count on to attack American citizens if you ordered it? What percentage do you believe would comply and why? That's awkward. You know, the geniuses in the Pentagon said that. They said that the extremists in the ranks are our gravest threat, so I assume they will have analyzed the number of extremists in the ranks who would be averse to killing their own friends and family at the behest of the coastal elites and who would desert and go full Niedermeyer on the guys urging them to wage war on the American people. That would be a pretty good number. And, you need to have that as a planning factor, since when 50% of his troops go poof overnight, it would mean a significant reduction in the Asterisk's combat power. We could ask, you mentioned F-15s. How many bombers of all types does the United States have deployable within the continental U.S.? And how many are operational? And how many sorties could the military fly a day against American citizens? And can you explain how you would employ bombers to hold territory like a city?
Bombers are nice, but if they were decisive, you could walk around Kabul with a dozen guys with AKs keeping your Schumer safe. We bombed Afghanistan back into the Stone Age, albeit that wasn't much of a trip, but the point remains. You control dirt by having a guy with a rifle standing on it, not plinking at targets from 30,000 feet. And speaking of targeting, what means would you use to identify targets to bomb within the United States? What would the rules of engagement be when using bombers against American citizens? Now, how many of you think the average MSNBCNN viewer would hesitate to bomb Texas or any other red enclave flat? And how many of you feel like giving up your means of self-defense against tyranny at the behest of people who would not hesitate to bomb Texas or any other red enclave flat? How would you protect the supply lines to the fighter bases from attacks by armed citizens? How many of your limited ground forces would you allocate to securing supply lines between bases and protecting complicit forces living off posts from retaliation? You know what the most vulnerable part of an F-15 or a tank or any other combat vehicle is? The people that man them and the fuel. And what would Astros think? Why would he think that he would not have to devote most of his force to defensive operations as opposed to offensive ones? Oh, I know why. It's because he's an idiot. That's the problem with any of this stuff that he proposes doing. It would simply be untenable. It's untenable today in far-flung lands where you have to project force. It would be very untenable here, with 20-plus million veterans walking around daily, and at the same time, somewhere between 130, 150 million gun owners. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.